Thanks, Heather. Can you all hear me? Just raise your hand if you can. Brilliant. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you'd like to unmute yourself, if you could contribute to the answer to this. It's a simple question, but actually probably the answer is not so easy. What, in your view, makes a good leader?
Humility.
Integrity.
Was that humility? Integrity.
Being able to listen to other people.
Yeah, listening.
Compassion.
Compassion.
And empathy.
What was that, Paul? Sorry?
And empathy.
Empathy.
Vision.
Somebody with a clear direction and the ability to convey that clearly to people.
So clear direction and the ability to convey it to others. Brilliant. Let's just leave it there. That's really helpful. Thank you. We're looking today in our series in Acts at Acts 15. And in terms of how the theme we're taking is looking at leadership. From Acts 15. It's a very interesting passage that we just had a snapshot of it in our reading. It goes on for much, much longer, in fact, almost two chapters, really. So we had to just take a snapshot. But basically what we have in this particular part of Acts was another test for this very early burgeoning church in the midst of confusion. They were trying to find their way forward where there was no model to follow. They were trying to make decisions based on evidence. They were making decisions as this new baby church emerges. And they were thinking, well, what's right for Jerusalem-based Christians and those in Antioch in Asia? Is that the same? Do some of those questions sound familiar to you? When you're thinking of what's happening to us at the moment and the way that the government is seeking to find its way through, and the way that we all are trying to find our way through this pandemic, very similar questions we're asking. So Acts 15 is a story about how this emerging church dealt with a dilemma. Now, do remember that those very first followers of Christ were essentially Jewish people, and they continued to obey the Jewish law. That was the norm for them. Now, obviously, the Jewish law was something which was inbred, it's ingrained in those very early Christians. That's what they were doing. But also, we have to be aware that as the good news of Jesus spread, it started spreading amongst non-Jews and in societies outside of Jerusalem and Judea, where other religions, other faiths, other practices, idols, ancestor worship, etc., were being practiced as well. So it's a real mixed bag. Now, this particular situation in Acts, we have the Gentiles, that is the non-Jews, they were turning to Christ. They were heard the good news that was being talked about by these new Christians, and they thought, yeah, this is good for me too. And some of the Jewish Christians at that time wanted those non-Jew converts to follow Jewish practice. And an example of that in our passage was they wanted those non-Jews to be circumcised. Paul and Barnabas, who were instrumental in enabling the Gentiles to find their new faith, argued with the likes of Peter and other apostles that this shouldn't be necessary. And so they found a compromise. Just a really, really interesting situation. So as you think of that, the compromise basically was, if I just read that to you, they said, therefore, I've reached the decision that we should not trouble those Gentiles who are turning to God, but we should write to them to abstain only from things polluted by idols and from fornication and from whatever has been strangled and from blood. Very peculiar to us in our kind of world, but there are certain things there which we would recognize. So that was the situation. They reached a compromise. They reached an agreement, I guess. So what's that got to do with leadership? And what I've done is had a little think about it, and I thought, now what characteristics can I pick out from that passage? And you may want to read it in more detail later. What can you pick out that is good leadership? Well, I think the first thing that I saw was there was real collaboration. They argued, they debated, and there was no shortage of debate. There was real listening. And they got to a point where, as an assembly of Christian leaders of that time, they got to a place where they could agree. And it was really quite interesting, wasn't it? Because not long before that, Paul was one of the chief persecutors of those new Christians, yet he was part of that debate. So firstly, they collaborated. Secondly, they were visionary. What was really interesting about this was that this seeming very simple decision was so important because it then led to a further spread of the Christian news, the Christian good news. And basically, if you then read through the page, as we will be doing week by week and Sunday by Sunday, you'll see how that church then spread as a result of that. So what basically those early leaders were saying is, yeah, this good news is not just for Jewish people, it's for all. And therefore, if as long as you stop doing these one, two or three things that they suggested, it is for everyone. The third thing is that I thought, as I was reading this, was I put it under the title of generosity. A characteristic of good leadership is generosity. Now, you and I know that change, as we know, is not easy for most people. I think we've struggled with that from time to time. Some people find change incredibly difficult. Others are more open to that kind of thing. Now, these leaders were grappling with some really sticky problems. Some of them were theological, you know, the things they believed about God. Some were historical, some were cultural. And as I said before, for those Jewish Christians, their tradition was ingrained into them. So to make a change in the terms they did required enormous generosity, enormous goodwill from those leaders. But when they heard the stories and saw what was happening, in other words, they saw the evidence, they moved forward. So those three things came to me. There are probably many, many more, but those are the three I thought I'd focus on. They collaborated, they were visionary, and they were generous. So what's the takeaway for today? Well, it goes without saying, I guess, that good leadership is collaborative, or it's shared, another word for it. We have got, as part of this Christian community, this local Christian community, Heather is a key part of that leadership, of the leadership of St. James. But as you've seen, and as you have evidenced, as Heather has been with us for a number of months now, she shares that leadership. And that's incredibly important, I know, for her in terms of her, what she believes about leadership, but incredibly important for all of us as part of this community. We will not always see eye to eye. That's inevitable. We're a group of people with some different views and different preferences. But what we noticed in that Jerusalem, in that what they call the Council of Jerusalem, that leadership group, they debated, but they also listened. They debated hard, they listened, and they came to a place where some had to give a little, others had to give a little more. But they got to a place where they could agree. what it also means to for us too is that we need to be generous with each other. I remember a former colleague of mine who, in the work that I was doing then, she challenged me one day with a question when I was struggling with a difficulty with another person. And she asked me the question, what's the change that has to happen in you for this to move forward? And I thought that was a brilliant question, because what it did, it was made me look at myself and look at what I had to change in order the situation could then move forward. I wasn't pointing the finger at the other person saying they have to change, their view has to be different. There was something that I had to look at in myself. So generosity starts with us, starts with me. Then the final thing, and I'll finish here, there's something about how we are visionary. Those first Christian leaders had no idea at all of how this tiny, and I'm going to use the word sect because that was what it was called then, that tiny little group would grow, yet their vision was to spread incredibly over the years ahead. How that little group then became this enormous church that we have today. And they spread that good news by word and by deed. St. James has a lovely strapline, living God's love. And I think that's so, so important. And in a sense, that is the vision that actually Heather and the whole congregation at St. James want to be able to proclaim out in that community in which we live and serve. So, collaboration, generosity, and visionary. Leave that with you and hope some of those things resonate with you. Amen.